been a bit of a journey. I always go back home. I love my home. But I suppose it's just moving, slowly moving up as I've been, developing my career. I've moved from Cairn River to Orbost, and then from Orbost here to Bairnsdale. So I know I haven't been that far, but in that particular journey of time, I've done a few things and it's been really great.
What was it like growing up in Cairn River? Did you ever think that you might be living in Bairnsdale and doing the traineeship that you're doing now?
I always knew I'd get outside of Cairn River, but there is a big part of me where I love going home because I've got so much memory there and it's so comfortable. But it was a really good childhood and a really safe place to grow up, and I'm happy to have Cairn River as my home.
What do your family think about the way that you've moved since then and what you've achieved?
Oh, they're really proud of me and they remind me that all the time. Nan loves it when she reads a bit about me in the paper, and I think it's really special to have, that significance of family outside of Cairn River who can come home and celebrate our achievements back in our home little town. I'm a Monaro woman, and my family and where my grandmother's from as well, like La Perouse and my mob up there. And Pop told us stories about some of the hard stuff that he went through as a young man, and I think that's inspired me to keep going with things because, I look back and I think, Pop had it hard, but us in this generation, we do come across challenges, but they'll never be as hard as the challenges that our grandparents went through. I started off becoming a member of the statewide Koori Youth Council, and from there it led on to what we needed back at home and what we need to implement for our Koori youth back at home. So I've started facilitating our very own East Gippsland Koori Youth Council, and that's been really successful in itself. We've had 3 meetings so far, and we've got some really great members on board, and I'm really enjoying facilitating it. It's been an absolute privilege.
What do you see as things that you'd like to change or what the council wants to achieve in the young Indigenous community in East Gippsland?
I think that's just more encouraging young people to step up and have a voice for each other. And, there's a lot of things that go on in our community where we don't have a say in. And I think it's really important that we come together and voice our opinions, and that out of that we get a lot of leadership. There's a lot of opportunities that go on in the city, and I think it's really important that we connect the dots with these young people who are growing up in small communities and giving them the opportunity to look at those opportunities and say, yeah, I'd like to do those. So I think it's really important that we give them the chance to talk about that.
Do you think there needs to be more investment in these type of programs for young Indigenous kids in East Gippsland, in the smaller communities in Gippsland?
Most definitely. There's a lot of programs that are going on that are for statewide, and I think it's important that we implement those programs to reach down our way.
What do you see as the potential for some of the people that you know on council, but also other young Indigenous people in East Gippsland?
A lot of potential, like within myself. I started off from scratch, from going from one place to another, and I've been seeing the same effect with so many different other young Aboriginal people around East Gippsland, and I think the potential of us going places is pretty big.
Having that potential and accessing that as part of the bursary that you've received as well, could you tell us a little bit about the award and how you came to receive it?
The award was originated in 1997 as an Aboriginal Young Achievers Award, and then in 2004 the award was named in memory of Ricky Marks, a Wachabolok man, and received the Aboriginal Young Achievers Award in 2000. It was a bit of a spin out. Like, at first I was in shock, though then it hit me. I'm kind of like still getting my head around it. But when I was told that I've been nominated for the award, I was kind of wondering, why me? But then when I sort of looked back on my application and read some of the stuff that was written about me from where I've begun with my career and where I'm at now, it's really reminded me how far I have come.
What will this bursary help you to do?
I've always been a little bit worried about where I'm going to end up and where I'm going to go, and I think that's due to my situation with money and finance. And I think now I'm quite comfortable and I feel happy to, take up opportunities further on because I know I've got that money there to support me. I'm going to have a meeting with the Minister of Aboriginal Affairs, Jeanette Powell, down the track, and we're just going to catch up and have a talk about how the money supported me with my opportunities and where I'm going to go from there.
Attending the awards ceremony, what was that like?
Oh, it was an unreal experience. From 9 o'clock that day, we'd done some workshops with all the nominees and some of the some of the people who'd won it previously, and we'd done workshops on cultural identity, workshops on what does leadership mean to us. And that was an experience in itself, because we all had a moment to talk about what we're doing back at home and what communities we came from, and being in the room full of all these young people from different communities across Victoria and sharing that initiative in being recognised in leadership was a wonderful experience.